Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 41, 5 Steps to Find Time for Writing. There was a time when my weeks had a predictable rhythm, when I could plan around regularly scheduled activities, when I could depend upon a regular writing time. These days, my plans get completely derailed over and over again, and that's my norm. So these days, if I see an opportunity, I pounce on it. When an hour opens up, I whip out my laptop and get to work, churning out as many words as possible. So I'm here to tell you that whatever your life is like, if you are in a dependable season with a predictable schedule or in a chaotic season with an erratic schedule, a good first step is to figure out, what am I really doing with my days? So that's the first step. Figure out what you're doing with your days. Start by opening up your calendar and look at the last 3 weeks. See what appointments and activities you blocked off. Look for patterns. Take note of how often you had a one-time event and identify what category that falls under. You probably had a series of them. Were they doctor's appointments, volunteer work, lunch dates? Also, try to remember what you did during all the open slots in your calendar that aren't spoken for. A similar activity is to track your time moving forward. This is easy to do with a little notebook and a pen that you carry with you everywhere. You can write out the activity and the start and stop time. When you're doing this, it's really good to be honest and detailed to include it all. The time on Facebook, the hours watching a Netflix show. Hopefully you're going to have some fun time and some rest time on there too. And I actually like to use an app called Toggle, and I'll give you a link to that in the show notes. I use that instead of a little notebook and pen, but either one would work fine. So after you've looked back and you've analyzed your calendar, and you've logged time moving forward for a few days or even weeks to figure out what you're doing with your time, you're going to have information to help you find time for writing. You might be surprised how much time is truly available after you do the analysis. Sometimes, because we don't really have any kind of plan for writing, we fritter away chunks of time and squander opportunities. So see what's really there. Try to find out what's available to you. Now, step two is to stop doing some things. In both scenarios, whether you're living in chaos or you have a nice predictable schedule, there are still some things that you're doing that you might not have to be doing. Take a look and see, is there anything you can actually simply eliminate doing altogether? Is there an outing or an activity you're doing out of obligation or out of habit that you really don't need to be doing? Or delegate. Is there something that you could delegate to someone who can handle it as well or better than you? Could you ask for help or hire help and then just get that thing off your schedule? Or another idea is to put something on pause for a little while. You can just delay something just to open up a writing slot for an urgent deadline, for example. Even if it's just a short period of time, maybe you could put something on pause and then open up that time. When you stop doing some things that are chomping away at your days, you'll find some opportunities to write. Now, step three is to do what I've been talking about. Determine, are you in a season of life when your schedule, most of the time, is dependable and predictable, with only occasional surprises, because we know surprises happen to everybody? Or is your schedule, most of the time, chaotic and crazy, offering only an occasional free day or free hour to play around with or write? I know it sounds obvious, and you might have even known this way before you did your time inventory, but it's good to just go ahead and say it. My life is chaotic and crazy most of the time. Because if you think it's supposed to be dependable and predictable, and your plans end up derailed most of the time, you are going to be so frustrated all of the time until you really recognize and admit that chaos is your norm. And when you understand that chaos is your norm, you could kind of just go with it and try to embrace it for now if you have no choice. And that leads us to step four, which kind of splits off in two directions. If you have that dependable, predictable schedule most of the time, block off writing slots wherever you have opened up time. Block it off on your personal calendar, on the family calendar if you have one, and on a work calendar. Ideally, you'll find that block of time most days and at the same time of day. And if you do that, you're going to find it easier to form a writing routine or a writing habit. And hopefully, ideally, the time will match your peak energy level. But sometimes we just have to take what opens up and do the best we can with what we've been given. Now, those with chaotic and crazy schedules will have little choice but to look for windows of time, snippets of time. Snatch it when you can. You might not have the luxury of rushing to your home office when you find that snippet of time for writing. You might just have to sit down at the first table you find, open up a paper notebook, and hand write the draft of a chapter or outline your next article. Or maybe you'll slip into a coffee shop with a laptop, work for a couple of hours in between appointments. In either scenario, step 5 is to write. Use that time to write. When we dive into the last two topics of managing our energy and managing our attention or our focus, you're going to see how this all fits together, our space and our time, along with our energy and our attention. But we have to find that time to write to start doing all the other things. We had to create the space. Now we're finding the time. And with our energy and attention, it'll help us figure out how to make the most of that time when we get it. But first, we had to find it. So walk through those 5 steps to find time for writing. And then when you get that time, write. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.